This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Yeah, our news director, Rob New, just ran in here for the last two-minute break, and I talked to him about what the last caller called it about. I have been so focused on the president countering censorship and 96% of conservative news being blocked and all these people getting deplatformed and kicked off. I haven't responded to the news stories that I'm robbing people or that I'm running illegal radio stations, which isn't true, or that I destroyed evidence or that I'm a Russian agent or any of this. And then Duke came in and he goes, I'm glad you responded to that because a lady called in. Because he's like, it's on Newsweek, it's on this, and I'm getting a bunch of emails. And what is it? Anybody that's got a phone knows you're surfing around the internet typing in URLs. They have these traps if the email isn't right or the text isn't right where you type in that's like Amazon or Viagra ads or mortgage ads. Lately, it's non-plastic bags has been taking my phone over because I'll type something in and I'll get it wrong. And so I'm sitting there searching Genovese. Is a company we're promoting, yes, because I said in the morning, I'm having a sponsor on, I want the URL typed on, InfoWarsYes.com, and Genovese, if I'm saying it right, yes. I type that in, and I'm like, sitting in a break, something pops up, says you've got a virus, and I'm like, bloop, and then bloop, bloop, and I'm like, okay, whatever, and I finally get InfoWars Yes up, and I go, look, and then pops up some screen with like some word on it. And then later they call me that after, and they go, hey, you want us to not put these videos up because 4chan says it's, you know, some type of porn. And they send me an image, and I'm like, that's like blurred white page. And I said, put it out. I don't even know what that is. And then it becomes Jones, who's a big homophobe and, you know, who's a Puritan and never had sex with a woman. He, who is totally obsessed with this stuff, is blah, blah, blah. And then I went and looked on my phone and couldn't even find what they said. I found one menu that was Tinder. So I guess that's what it loaded. It just starts going bloop, 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 all this porn. And it's like, you want guys, you want women, you want trannies. Oops, can't say that on Twitter. Transsexuals. And I'm like, okay, I got a Tinder ad on my phone. I'm not the Puritan here. I'm the libertarian. I say do whatever you want in your own bedroom as long as you don't hurt somebody else. But it becomes this big national news story. Jeunesse, okay, I say it wrong, Jeunesse. That's why I kind of like Genoese and, you know, whatever. The point is, I mean, I know it's the great products and everything, and I'm teleprompter-free, I go from memory. And they were here that morning. I go, where are my URLs? I want them typing it in on screen. I was throwing fits on air about it, like, blah, blah, blah. Everybody's had that happen. But the point is, then they spin it at Jones, the super right-wing Puritan pastor who leads, you know, major congregations of churches and says, executes such and such as does this. And it's not even true. I'm not Jimmy Swaggart saying if you're with a woman out of wedlock, you're going to hell and you catch it with hookers. That ain't me, man. Everybody knows that. So I never even responded to this, but now it's just day after day after day because they want to distract me from the censorship. And I'm going to introduce this with Paul when we come back. We got loaded phone lines, but I got to go because Paul's here. The war room's coming up in about 55 minutes, but I'm going to put out special reports at InfoWars.com on 96% of conservatives being censored, them trying to steal the election by reports to the president. It's unbelievable. We even thought about doing a trolling deal that 4chan would catch like 1 second of some pop-up. We even thought, by the way, like I said this morning, they must have a virus on my phone. And it didn't torture me too much. I mean, but I was on Tinder for 5 minutes. I've never actually had a membership on that. My God. Again, I was looking up this female reporter we're talking about hiring from London. I put her name in, and it's not even her. And it's bloop, 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 bloop. You know, adult friend finder. You know, this, if you want, you know, we got guys a mile away. We got chicks 2 miles away. And it's like babies. I've always said that I've had gay friends. I've always said I don't dislike, you know, dudes that take hormones that want to be a woman or whatever. I just said don't sexualize children like the Catholic priests and all this crap going on. So, you know, maybe I should just pull a stunt and go do a live broadcast from a gay bar. I mean, if they'd even have me in one of them. Like, here I am. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. I don't dislike anybody that's pro-freedom. But the left is a cult and is trying to sexualize our children. And I am against the LGBTP. That's right. Add the P at the end for pedophile. I am against pedophiles, and I'm proud of it. I'm pedophile phobic. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Listening to the antidote for fake news. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me.
I know I got loaded phone lines, and I was good today. I took a lot of calls, a lot of great callers. We love you. We appreciate you. Everybody hold it. If you want to give us your address and where you are, we're going to send you a free InfoWars.com Octagon InfoWars new logo T-shirt in the size you want, a $20 value. You can buy those shirts at InfoWarsStore.com. I didn't really plug last hour. Paul Watson's about to take over, but everybody around this office knows I am laser beam focused on the number one issue, and that's free speech worldwide. We have in Germany, we have in Sweden, we have everywhere, in Brazil, you name it, populist governments getting elected. Macron's about to get unseated. It's all happening. If you think, well, why don't they just get unseated? Well, they're parliamentarians. They might have 10 parties, 20 parties, and they do these coalition things. But, I mean, they're all hanging on by their fingernails right now, and that's why they're trying to distract us everywhere into Amarosa or into, you know, the stuff they're trying to do with us. And it's just a joke. Paul's got a big report coming out tomorrow. As important as the 96% of conservatives. It's not just 96% of liberal sites or your search. That means the majority of 96% of conservatives are knocked out. That's what that really means. And so everyone's learning about this, how they only put the negative results up, how they don't let you talk to people on Facebook. Twitter had a total shadow ban on most people. We had to actually go to the page. Now they've lessened up because President said it's illegal. Now he said the rest of this stuff's illegal. And so we're going to have big special reports on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com in the next few days laying out how it's happening, who runs it, what's going on. But it is a stay-behind network in the CIA, in the Justice Department, in the Board of Governors of the FCC, to, quote, counter foreign propaganda. But then they just list us as foreign propaganda and come in and try to shut us down. So, Paul, I know you've got a big raft of things at Prison Planet on Twitter, editor-at-large of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I wanted to get your take on what's coming up. But just first, good news. I never even got this on the show today, even though I freaked out about it. I want to show a few of these tweets after you talk about it. What do you make of Trump coming out bold, saying it's illegal? You're censoring millions. You leave fake news like CNN up, but you're crushing the election. This is serious censorship. We are going to go after you. This is some tweets from a couple days ago here. Let's pull up the new ones if I can. I'm going to do whatever it takes, and I'll actually get the ones from today. Social media giants are silencing millions. Yeah, that was the one from a few days ago. It's the big ones today. And whatever happens, I'm going to stay here as late as I have to tonight to get this out. Here it is. Google search results for Trump news shows only the viewing reporting of fake news media. In other words, they have rigged for me and others so that almost all stories and news is bad. Yeah, no positive news. Fake CNN is prominent. Republican, conservative, and fair media is shut out. Illegal, 96%. Results on Trump news are from national left-wing media. Very dangerous. Google and others are supervising voices, suppressing voices of conservatives and hiding information and news that is good. They're controlling what we can and cannot see. This is a very serious situation, will be addressed. He goes on to say, is it illegal? So, Paul, what does the president do at this point? I mean, you've got an article you wrote today at Infowars.com. YouTube meddles in Swedish election by deleting right-wing content and sites put up by the opposing party. I mean, this is the new global corporate police censor. And you've got mainstream media dying dinosaurs like CNN, New York Times, actively as the watchdogs, the Stasi, going around flagging what gets taken down. And then Oliver Darcy adds insult to injury and says, no one's censoring you. It's crazy, when he's been the captain of it all.
Yeah, CNN put out an article saying there's no censorship of conservatives. That's a conspiracy theory. He was the guy lobbying for the past 6 months in meetings with Facebook and YouTube, in direct contact with Google, YouTube, and Facebook, telling them, oh, by the way, this violates your policy, this violates your policy, censor them, censor them. But there's no conspiracy to censor us. Google has responded since Trump put out these tweets, Alex, and said that they don't rig their algorithm because they're biased. They improve their algorithm and improve it to produce, quote, high-quality content. Just so happens that that high-quality content is NBC, is CNN, is the New York Times. So it's not that 96% of the sites coming up when you type in Trump News are left-wing or anti-Trump. It's that they're high-quality. Who decides what is high-quality? Google. The company that was in bed, according to the WikiLeaks emails, the Podesta emails, with the Hillary Clinton campaign from day one. So you can trust them. It's just like they, when they say, oh, we've got these independent fact checkers. They're non-partisan. Who are they? Oh, it's Snopes.com, the most partisan left-wing website you could ever imagine. So it's just, Alex, it's just high-quality content. There's no censorship. These are the masters of the universe, so we just need to trust them.
And let's be clear, they're not just pushing all the globalist CNN stuff at the top and suppressing 96% of conservatives. That's what it really means. They're also then flagging and blacklisting and blackballing and shadow banning and outright banning anyone they don't like who's too effective that beats the algorithm. So Ann Coulter, Matt Drudge, Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, Paul Joseph Watson, you were 97% banned. We can see the algorithms. We had Google Analytics and Facebook. You were 97% banned a year ago, Paul, when you came out and bragged that we'd won and dominated, and the Financial Times and others went, holy hell, it's true. Why? I'm not mad at you, but because we do toot our horn. It's not bad to tell folks we're winning. But they took you announcing that as a herald, because they know we don't lie, as the big victory. And so since then, they've been beavering away. But I think they've gone too far, Paul.
Well, of course, it was Congressman Quigley, a Democrat, who was in a committee session with a Twitter executive, complained about one of my tweets featuring in a trending news section about a completely genuine, real story. He claimed it was fake news. It wasn't fake news. They said, oh, no, don't worry. We've taken care of that. So, yeah, they've been doing it all along. The Facebook video views were another thing that they changed at the beginning of the year. I mean, usually my videos on Facebook would probably get at least 300,000 overnight, maybe more after a couple of days, maybe 500,000. Now it's like 20,000 after like 2 days. They so obviously gamed it in their favor. And now, as you said, in Sweden, this is not just censorship. This is election meddling, Alex. We're 12 days away from a massive election in Sweden, with the Sweden Democrats, the anti-mass migration party, tipped to do really well. They've banned a documentary or a short skit, which was a comedy cartoon about the Prime Minister of Sweden. They've banned a video by Alternative for Sweden within like 2 hours. They banned a video last month by the Sweden Democrats within hours.
They're banning all the nationalists in Brazil that are like Americana, yeah, pro-gun.
Yeah, in Brazil you've got Bolsonaro, who is basically the Brazilian Trump. He's probably going to win. They're banning huge amounts of Facebook groups, YouTube channels. This is election meddling. It's gone way beyond censorship or shadow banning. This is election meddling. There's no evidence.
Dodger, let me bring this up and I'm going to get out of here because you're here to host and everybody loves you. Trump is getting all our stuff. I'm not going to get into how or what. I got law firms, everything, every day. We're just flooding him. They're really pissed, but it's happening. He's listening, Paul. So you got a big report coming out tomorrow listing all the stuff they've done and how to counter it. But I know you got guests coming up and want to cover, but in a minute and a half, we're going to break. This is the big issue, Paul. This is tyranny. This is illegal. What should Trump do right now? Because we've got to take action.
Well, we gave him some suggestions in that document we put out in consultation with media lawyers in DC. You can at least hire a panel of free speech experts and have them make recommendations. You can have a digital bill of rights. You can look at the Communications Decency Act, which already has some teeth in.
And let me say again, you have all these people in these conferences lying and saying no one's shadow banning when we have their own internal documents. We have them lying to Congress, Paul.
And by the way, there's gone up just in the past hour or so, a big new White House petition. Remember we did that petition? It's on change.org left-wing website. They were literally deleting signatures. Well, we've got a new one in coordination with some other big personalities up on the White House website. So they can't game this one. It's already got thousands of signatures within just a couple of hours. There's an article which I just wrote on Infowars.com. New White House petition demands Congress pass legislation protecting online speech. Sign that petition right now. It's easy. It's quick. Do it now.
And let me explain this. Senator Warner, Wyden, and Murphy threatened a month ago to take down big tech and nationalize it if they won the election, so they rolled over the Democrats. Trump must exert pressure. We're not for regulation, but the lack of regulation saying there is no regulation is allowing the regulation. Understand that? We must act to protect free speech.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show with me, Paul Joseph Watson. As I mentioned before the break, that big petition up on the White House website is live right now. It's got thousands of signatures within just a couple of hours, unlike the change.org one, which had a good trajectory at the beginning, but then suddenly, mysteriously, these thousands of signatures began getting wiped off. The article is up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. New White House petition demands Congress pass legislation protecting online speech. The petition, it's short and sweet, it reads as follows. The internet is the modern public square. It's where political campaigns are fought and won, where journalism is created and distributed, and where grassroots movements are born. Yet the free and open internet has become a controlled, censored space, monopolized by a few unaccountable corporations. By banning users from their platforms, these corporations can effectively remove politically unwelcome Americans from the public square. That is repugnant to our shared values of free speech and freedom of the press. The president should request that Congress pass legislation prohibiting social media platforms from banning users for First Amendment-protected speech. The power to block lawful content should be in the hands of individual users, not Mark Zuckerberg or Jack Dorsey. So that is up right now on the White House petition website. If it gets 100,000 signatures, and it needs to get 100,000 signatures within a month, it goes to the White House. They have to consider it. They have to respond. We already know that they're considering some kind of action. But again, this keeps the pressure on, and it generates even more media interest. Protect free speech in the digital public square. Go and sign that right now. If you keep refreshing it, the signatures change, but I think we've got about 2,000 so far once they're all accounted for. There's also going to be a special day-long live stream, and it looks like that's going to take place on Saturday right now. We're doing that in coordination with Breitbart. It's going to have a ton of huge guests, a day-long stream. I'll probably be hosting some of it. And again, just a huge number of great guests that you'll all love and want to hear from. That's probably going to be on Saturday, so obviously we'll announce details of that in advance. And it's all about drawing attention to this petition, because we have stories like this, which again I mentioned before the break. YouTube meddles in Swedish election by deleting right-wing content. This is not the first time they've done this, and they're doing it again. And they're doing it in response to coordinated brigade campaigns by left-wing pressure groups in abuse of their own terms of service once again. Google-owned YouTube has been caught meddling in the Swedish national election on the eve of the vote. The election is in about 12 days' time, by repeatedly deleting right-wing content. So somebody posted a satirical cartoon that made fun of the Swedish Prime Minister, Stefan Löfven. You can't do that. It was deleted within 2 hours because it was deemed to contain hateful content. Once again, it's not a slippery slope. It's a cliff edge. When everything is hateful, then you can have no opinion. You can't even make a cartoon that makes fun out of the Prime Minister of Sweden. That's hate speech. You can't do that. That's bullying. That's harassment. Like when we call Brian Stelter mean names, boo-hoo, that's also bullying and harassment. The short film entitled To Make It Right made fun out of numerous Swedish politicians for their obsession with being politically correct. Can't do that. Hate speech banned. Apparently this now qualifies as hate speech in the Scandinavian country. Now, there was also a second example of this where the right-wing Alternative for Sweden party had, last month, had its entire channel deleted. It was restored eventually after pressure. But then just yesterday, they had another video removed. Again, 12 days before the election, it was made unavailable for viewing in Sweden. So you could see it outside of Sweden, but obviously if there's a Swedish national election, that's not much help. Again, deleted within hours, a right-wing content video. Earlier this month, a video by Sweden Democrats, who of course are basically the number two or number three party right now, expected to perform really well, was deleted without explanation. That video was an hour and 40 minutes of quotes and historical background on the Social Democrats, which is the number one party in Sweden, and their links to Nazism. So it's all okay to point the finger at the right wing all day and call them Nazis, even when they're not. But if you dig into the historical links between big left-wing parties and Nazism in Sweden, then you get deep-sixed within hours. That video had over 190,000 views, and it was canned by YouTube. The party said they were waiting for an explanation. I'm not sure whether that came back. Again, that was a month ago. But again, it's all about continuously having to complain about this. If they've continuously got you on the ropes to the point where every day you're just whining about being censored, it's hard to get your message out. It's hard to get your policy platform out. And of course, this all happened in Sweden after a Swedish corporate media group called the Bonnier Group met with Google and demanded that they remove hateful content. That meeting, that private meeting, happened back in March. And ever since then, just by coincidence, all these right-wing Swedish political parties, again, this is now at the level where they're censoring political parties, not just individuals, have had their content removed by YouTube after this corporate left-wing pressure group met with Google to demand exactly that. So again, it's all about creating this precedent where any criticism, any making fun of left-wing politicians is seen as hate speech, is seen as harassment, and your content gets wiped off of Google. This is happening 12 days before a massive election in Sweden, which once again goes to the point, this isn't just about censoring individuals, this isn't just about censoring groups, this is about election meddling, and this is why it's so important. We've talked about Robert Epstein, who has done studies into democratic elections, for example, in India, the largest democratic election in the world, and found that the simple rank of Google search results can shift millions of votes. What Facebook users see on the day of an election can shift millions of votes. This is why it matters. So it doesn't matter whether you're on Twitter or not. It doesn't matter whether you use Facebook or not. You might not use any of those platforms. You might not care. But this changes the results of elections. That's why it matters. Once again, everything they do is about power. It's not about enforcing their terms of service. It's not about protecting people from bullying and harassment. It's about raw power. Now, of course, Donald Trump today complained on Twitter about Google's biased search results. They responded to his complaints by saying that they don't have a bias in their algorithm and that their algorithm has merely had, quote, improvements. They've just improved it. It's not politically biased. It merely ranks higher quality content above others. What is high quality content? Oh, well, imagine my shock. It's CNN. It's the New York Times. It's NPR. It's the very far-left hysterical news organizations that hate Trump that have been proven to put out fake news about Trump, as CNN has been caught doing once again with this Cohen story, which they refuse to clarify, which they refuse to back down on, even though it's been proven completely fake. We'll get more into it on the other side. This is The Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away. We'll be back.
The scientists at Infowars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We have an update on the Madden Tournament Tutor, and we're going to get to that after this video, which I put up on YouTube yesterday, get into the reasons behind why we keep seeing these mass shootings. We're going to go to that here in a second. But first, I want to tell you about the great specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because obviously we need your support more than ever. We have Bodies at 50% off back in stock. This is the ultimate turmeric formula used as a medicinal herb for thousands of years. Turmeric is one of the most studied ingredients known today. After a long search for the perfect turmeric formula, we finally got enough Bodies back in stock to provide to our fellow InfoWarriors with 50% 20% off. This is for the joint support, the mobility support, the flexibility support, inflammation support, and immune support. Look at those independent reviews. 4.9 out of 98 reviews, all independent, third-party verified reviews. People are really, really happy with this product. Now, we don't advertise the fact that it also has, according to peer-reviewed studies, mood enhancement benefits. That's proven with turmeric. We don't advertise that, but we advertise it for the joint support, the flexibility support, the mobility support. It is available right now at a massive 50% off for a huge bottle, 60-day supply. Get it today and support InfoWars by going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting bodies at 50% off. Stock up. That is a great price. You really need to stock up on that. Given what everybody else has said about it, as you can see in the reviews there, it is bodies available at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Let's go to this video, which I put up yesterday. It's called Atomize, Why Our Culture Creates Mass Shooters. And then I'm going to get into some more news about this David Katz, the Madden tournament shooter, after we roll this video. Here it is. Another mass shooting. And another opportunity for everyone to exploit the tragedy by blaming their political enemies. Gun control now. This is the NRA's fault. Vote Democrat in November. But the shooter was a left-winger who hated Trump supporters. Vote Republican. Is any of that going to explain why mass shootings happen? No. Listen to how announcers described 24-year-old gunman David Katz.
You are not going to see much emotion from our guy, Brett. This dude is a man David Katz keeps to himself. He's a man of business. He's not here for the experience and to go out, this, that, and the third. He's not here to make friends. He's all business. He's focused. And to even get him to open up to talk to you about anything, it's like pulling teeth,
man. David Katz was clearly a product of his diseased society and culture. A culture that has lost faith in itself and offers nothing but empty, meaningless nihilism. A neoliberal dystopia that indoctrinates young people to shun authenticity, community and family in pursuit of vapid consumerism and fleeting fame. A culture that informs narcissism-prone young people that anyone can gain instant notoriety by generating enough controversy. A culture that celebrates serial killers. A culture that monetizes gruesome barbarity.
Helene Henry reports on the new walking tour offering Jeffrey Dahmer history at a discount.
Word about the Dahmer tour surfaced this week on the Daily Deal site Groupon, which offered two tickets for $25, a 58% discount. A deal so hot it sold out in hours.
A culture that repeatedly tells young white men that because of the sins of their ancestors, they have no legitimate place in the world, no right to an identity, that they have no right to a sense of belonging, and that their only destiny is to become increasingly atomized. A society that has normalized and accelerated the evisceration of the family unit, creating a generation of aimless, disconnected, angry young men from broken homes like David Katz. Atomized, disparate, lonely losers whose only way of redressing their own pain of isolation is to inflict physical pain on others. As Thomas McGrath writes, where once a family or community group may have picked them up or supported them, they fall deeper into their failure, placing it entirely on their shoulders. And that in itself makes it easy to sacrifice everything when you have nothing to lose. Look at the locations where mass shootings happen. They're all places where the public has organized itself into a community. Workplaces, schools, churches. In this case, a video game competition where the participants all shared the same interest. The shooter takes revenge for being rejected by the community, for being atomized. And as these communities become weaker and more sparse, with civic participation in rapid decline, the smaller they become, and the more atomized, isolated individuals they push away to the fringes.
People are going to look at the ashes of Westerberg and say, up there is a school that self-destructed not because society didn't care, but because the school was society.
This wasn't just a case of Katz suddenly snapping because he lost a video game. He traveled from Baltimore to Jacksonville with his gun. He planned this in advance. Court records show that Katz had significant medical problems and healthcare needs. Was he on SSRI drugs that are known to kill empathy by putting the user in an emotionless, trance-like, disassociated state of mind? The majority of mass shooters in the United States were on, or had recently been on, some kind of antidepressant medication. Will the media ever give this factor the attention it deserves? Well, given that pharmaceutical giants who produce drugs like Prozac, Zoloft, and Paxil spend $2.4 billion on direct-to-consumer television advertising every single year, don't hold your breath. Will the media ever stop making celebrities out of mass shooters with their breathless coverage?
We've had 20 years of mass murders, throughout which I have repeatedly told CNN and our other media, if you don't want to propagate more mass murders, don't start the story with sirens blaring.
The school day had only just begun when the attacker struck.
Don't have photographs of the killer.
The 17-year-old's three-hour rampage ended in his own death.
Don't make this 24/7 coverage.
The German Chancellor is about to give her reaction. We'll bring that to you live.
Do everything you can not to make the body count the lead story.
Carnage in the classroom. 16 people are dead.
Not to make the killer some kind of anti-hero.
Dressed in black combat gear, the gunman opened fire at random.
Do localize this story to the affected community and make it as boring as possible in every other market. Because every time we have intense saturation coverage of a mass murder, we expect to see one or two more within a week.
But instead of giving mass shooters the posthumous celebrity they crave, maybe we should just tag them with embarrassing nicknames. Maybe that will dismantle some of the dark, romanticized mystique that the media whips up around these killers. Why are we fascinated by these psychotic losers? Because whenever mass shootings occur, it provides a kind of thermometer reading for how sick our society has become. As philosopher Guy Debord said, in societies where modern conditions of production prevail, all of life presents itself as an immense accumulation of spectacles. Everything that was directly lived has moved away into a representation. Mass violence provides a depraved societal need for the consumer spectacle, just as lynchings in America and public hangings in Europe did in the past. So long as our culture continues to offer nothing whatsoever of substance, authenticity, or meaning to young men, they'll continue to appropriate meaning via any means possible. So long as young men are taught to be ashamed of their identity, they'll continue to seek out violently transgressive ways to establish their identity. So long as family, community, and civic society continue to wither and collapse, young men will continue to fall through the safety net that would otherwise have offered protection. Young men like David Katz will continue to become more and more atomized. Now, you will have heard in that video report, I asked the question, was the shooter on SSRI drugs? Headline out of Daily Caller report, Jacksonville shooter was hospitalized for mental illness. The video gamer who allegedly shot up a Madden tournament in Jacksonville, Florida, was previously hospitalized for mental illness. Records show that on two occasions he was prescribed antipsychotic and antidepressant medication, the same medication that's been linked with the vast majority of mass shooters in the United States. Will the media ever give this angle the attention it deserves? No, they haven't, and no, they won't, because those big pharma dollars are just too much to resist. We'll be back in the final segment of the Alex Jones Show, breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Basically, what happened is that the mainstream media lobbied for months to ban InfoWars. They lobbied big tech to ban InfoWars. They finally caved. They finally did it. And what effect did it have? It provoked President Donald Trump into starting a national conversation about not only social media censorship, but election meddling. This is the real story here, is election meddling. So really we should be thankful that we were kind of the canary in the coal mine that set this all off and got them finally to pay attention to something that I've been talking about for well over a year now, which is the importance of the algorithm. We've got a headline here, Kudlow, we're taking a look at regulating Google. While speaking to reporters on Tuesday, National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow stated that the Trump administration is taking a look at whether there needs to be some form of government regulation of Google and will let people know what they plan to do. He said, we'll let you know, we're taking a look at it, we'll let you know. Oh, but Google's a private company, you can't regulate a private company. No, it's not. Okay, they're meeting on a regular basis. They're being pressured by lawmakers, by politicians. They're a monopoly. They are basically the internet at this point. They're not just a private company. It's like if the phone company terminated your contract because they didn't like what conversations you were having with people on the phone. That's abuse. That's basically corporate fascism. They're working hand in hand with power brokers to silence people's First Amendment rights, because the internet, the Googles, the Twitters, the Facebooks of this world are the public square. If you're not there, then you're nowhere. So no, it's not just a private company. And finally, at least they're putting pressure on them. At least they're putting them on notice. Of course, now Google has come out and said, oh, there's no bias in our algorithm. We've just improved our algorithm, literally. I could search for an InfoWars headline, which I wrote a few months ago, the exact search term, even with the quotations around it, which is supposed to only bring up that headline. It's not there. It happened last week. I had to go on another forum that had posted the InfoWars story to get the link to the original InfoWars story. Okay, this is Orwellian memory hole behavior. Oh, but they came back and said, there's no bias in our algorithm. We just improved it so we could ensure that high-quality content appears in response to users' queries. What's the high-quality content? 96% anti-Trump left-wing, just by coincidence, CNN, New York Times, NPR. So again, they basically admitted to what Trump charged them of being behind, but just wrapped it in this vague language, oh, just an improvement to the algorithm, an improvement that skews every perspective on every single issue a few months before the midterms. Again, this is election meddling. And by the way, that petition, headline on Infowars.com, new White House petition demands Congress pass legislation protecting online speech. Last count, it was passed about 3,500 signatures. Go and sign that today. It's simple. It's easy. It literally takes 30 seconds. We need to get that petition past 100,000. Oh, what's the point in signing petitions that don't do anything? Well, if it gets past 100,000, the White House has to respond. And again, this generates media interest. This keeps the ball rolling. We have to build up a pressure movement, and it's currently happening. There's going to be a big live stream on Saturday with a lot of your favorite personalities, so we'll announce more details on that in due course. Moving on to global news right now. The Prime Minister of Britain, who is a complete joke and needs to resign immediately, has publicly supported the racist criminal policy being enacted by the South African government, or at least threatened to be enacted, of seizing white-owned land in South Africa, either at one-tenth compensation or zero compensation whatsoever. As we've documented, this is a policy that could lead to mass starvation of both white and black people, as it did in Zimbabwe in the 90s, and of course, incentivize widespread murder of white farmers. She's actually come out and publicly supported it. Headline out of Breitbart. Theresa May announces support for South African no-compensation land reform. UK Prime Minister Theresa May has announced her backing of the controversial South African proposal to strip farmers of their land without compensation as long as the process is done in a legal manner. So as long as they put it in the constitution that they can just seize your land without compensation at gunpoint, that makes it legal, that makes it okay. No, it's morally repugnant, it's racist, it's criminal. Why on earth are you backing this? Absolute embarrassment to the country. The UK PM's support for the land reform expropriation without compensation, which is currently not possible and requires changes to the South African constitution to implement, which they've said is going to happen, came during her first trip to the African continent this week. She said the UK has for some time now supported land reform. Land, that's what they call it, land reform. Literally, the government sending people letters, showing up on these farms saying, we'll give you one-tenth the amount it's worth if you're lucky. If you say no, men with guns will come to seize the land. Just a little bit of land reform. No, that's criminal. That's absolutely criminal. And the long-term consequences could be an absolute disaster for the country. Gerard Batten of UKIP responded. He said, Theresa May says she supports land reform in South Africa that is legal. Many countries in the world have taken actions which are legal, but that doesn't make them morally right. It's reprehensible. that Mrs. May is standing shoulder to shoulder with the leader of a country who enacts these racist policies. This government has no credibility whatsoever when it speaks of protecting human rights if it looks the other way when our supposed international partners commit abuses. White farmers are having their land taken away. They're being attacked and murdered for no other reason than they're white. It should be the duty of international leaders to speak up against what is a form of ethnic cleansing, not condone it by mealy-mouthed references to legality. And isn't it ironic? In fact, we put a video about this out a couple of hours ago. It's up on my Twitter. The Boers, the Afrikaners, actually got on with the South African black tribes for generations. It was only when the British came in that they truly ruined the country and created this colonial resentment that led to this clamour for land reform, as they call it, and these murders, these attacks on white farmers. Now, the complete joke, the complete clown of a prime minister who is trailing in the polls to somebody who literally sympathises with terrorists and worships Venezuela, Jeremy Corbyn, an absolute joke of a prime minister that should have been kicked out of office months ago, is now publicly supporting the racist criminal seizure of white-owned land without compensation in South Africa, a policy that could lead to ethnic cleansing and widespread starvation. Utter, utter stupidity, completely absurd, absolutely ridiculous. Meanwhile, in Spain, huge boatload of illegal migrants storms luxury resort beach in Spain. This is a Breitbart headline. A boat packed with around 50 illegal migrants beached itself on a luxury resort in Spain's Costa de la Luz on Sunday. And if you go to this article, you can actually see the video. Again, it's basically a dinghy of about 20, 30 migrants. They just roll up to this beach. You see it right here. This luxury beach. People are just looking on in awe. They just storm the beach and run off. If you had ISIS, which, by the way, ISIS invaded a beach in Tunisia only a year ago and massacred 38 people, most of whom were British, by the way, you could get ISIS terrorists on one of these boats coming from Libya, coming from one of these North African countries, just storm in under the guise of being migrants, which the Spanish government has rolled out the red carpet for. They could massacre hundreds of people. Nobody would bat an eyelid. There's no security there. There's nothing whatsoever. They're just letting this happen. This ridiculous socialist Spanish government has opened up this migrant route, which, by the way, actually results in migrants dying. When Italy closed off the route to some extent, even though the EU is trying to blackmail them out of it, the number of migrant deaths crossing from Libya to Italy halved. So they literally saved half the people's lives by saying, no, we're not going to roll out a red carpet. Now Spain's doing it. Here you see a video out of Tunisia where, again, an ISIS militant stormed a beach with a gun disguised as a parasol, an umbrella, massacred, I think it was 38 people. Most of them were British. Absolutely horrific. And that was one guy. That was one guy stormed a beach in Tunisia, not so far away in Spain. You've got 20, 30 migrants. Nobody knows who they are. As we've seen out of Germany, there was a story last week where a woman actually, who's ISIS sex slave captor, she met him on the streets of Stuttgart, Germany, because he'd been given refugee status. He was literally an ISIS militant who had kidnapped and sold women into sex slavery. Nobody knows who any of these people are. They just show up. They run to the nearest town. This is absolute bedlam. Europe, Spain particularly right now, is committing suicide by letting this happen. Meanwhile, 1,000 residents of German city riot in the streets following fatal stabbing by migrants. Again, that is another flashpoint created by Angela Merkel's disastrous open border policy. Now you have big groups, left-wing and right-wing, fighting each other. Murder on the streets. It's absolute chaos. And it's all thanks, basically, to her, Mufti Angela Merkel. Thank you very much for that. No surprise that she's got record low approval rating now. That's going to wrap it up for the show. War Room with Owen Schroyer is coming right up. Sign that White House petition right now. It's up on Infowars.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.